I never thought I would end up like this. I never imagined I could even feel this way. But then, it's always the eyes that give yourself away, isn't it? That's where it all begins. The adventures that follow always be traced and remembered backwards through time to those eyes. Those fucking eyes glittering. Wide, dark, full of mischief. Plaintive and yet mysterious. When things start, when circumstances begin to conspire to take us here, to place me here, you fucker. But then there's that voice, silken. Every word you've ever said to me, every expression that made my heart jump and made my soul quiver, every reason I want to make a decision that I should regret. Is your fucking fault. I can't even explain it. I just feel like I need it. Deserve it. It's that moment when you let someone in. When you giggle and sigh and let yourself be. And then let them surprise you. And you haven't even done that yet. I've only imagined it. Thought about possibilities. Fucker. You fucker. You made me think. Wondering in my head whether the things I imagine could possibly be true. You have no idea what those filthy thoughts are. You're just the man with the voice, the glint in the eye. Not a child. I shouldn't be blushing when I see you every day on my way to work. I should be able to be in control. I should be able to stand there in line to get my daily. Not standing there thinking that I chose these panties for you at 7:18 in the morning, thinking how it would feel if you took them down. I shouldn't do that. I really shouldn't. But when he locks his eyes and says, Hello, young lady. I blush, knowing that he doesn't know just how wet my cunt has just become. I just want to leave because I don't want him to know I do, but I also don't. I'm so confused. Oh, but he knows when I blush and it's. Because of him. He can always tell I'm almost sure of it. The glistening spark in his eye tells me this. He can just sense it. He might even be able to smell it dripping. Take a moment to close my eyes. Make myself polite and presentable and still my imagination races. I imagine fucking him so many times. It's almost become normality. I have toys that I've used because I want him to make me come. And again. And then again. To make me come. And then again. I always imagine what he looks like when he does so. His face. I want him to be greedy. I felt the muscles in my belly spasm. Just thinking about it. And I want him to claim me as his own. As if I were just a piece of property. I want to wear flimsy things against my skin and wonder how they'd be removed, torn asunder. I want to throw him down and show him just how I want to fuck him. I really have those thoughts. Closing my eyes and thinking if he would like me to wear black lace or shades of blue, scarlet. But I hope he wants black when I want to fuck him. I hope he adores the delicate tights I want to wear. The tights I want to wear that can be torn off or gently peeled away after my heels are removed. My head is just buzzing right now, and I don't think decisions have been made yet, but the delicate touch of his hands, the hands of an older man, the hands, quiet hands of a man who knows what he wants, the man who knows what he needs. It's when we have people behind us in the queue and emotions move gently to the side of the counter so we can finish dealing with them and yet still continue the tales, he tells me. of how he grew up around here and how he met his wife. And when he describes such personal things, I hear the gentleness in his voice. And it takes the decisions away from me. I find it difficult not to put my fingers aside, my aching lips that I have dressed in lace that I've imagined he would growl at. And then getting wetter, just closing my eyes at the gate. The moments when he pauses, when his eyes crinkle, when his eyes look at me, when he sees me blush. Oh, I'm a fucking grown-up. I should be able to make decisions that make me smile. I should have to go to work every day, wondering how an imaginary man could make me orgasm. I shouldn't have to have a man lay next to me every night in my bed and then wonder just how the cock of my imagination is going to be placed in my dream. In my mouth. Could I show him really what I'm capable of? I can't. Could he see the eager hunger that I think he's going to know about me? Could it ever be slowly inside my really have. I just don't know anything any fucking more. So many imaginations I have. I don't even know what this cock looks like. Is it small? Is it thin? Is it hot to the touch? Is it thicker with my hand wrapped around it? I want to show him myself, display myself. I want him in his white, snowy hair to have my fingers touch him. I want him to know just how he makes me feel. I want him to know I hate him when he's not there. The counter, and his nieces are there instead. Oh, I stomp to the car, not having my daily fix. Oh, I check my phone, not thinking clearly because the man I shouldn't like hasn't told me things I want to hear. In the voice I want to hear it. For making her cough because I'm not being gentle. Before urging it to get me where I need be. And then I swear a lot. I know I shouldn't be in this position. I never thought I would be. I never imagined these things before. He tempted me to do so. I didn't need to do so. I didn't think I could be affected like this, but I will find out one way on the other, I need to sigh and be made to moan. I think I've made the decision. I can't keep it controlled. I need to know if it's as joyous as I think it could be. Sigh at the possibility. I just need to know. I want that silk across my skin. I want to imagine things and feel them come true. I think I do want to feel those aching things for real this time. I want to be made to feel like the woman I need to be. I know I want to be made to feel those things. I understand now. The softest smile becomes alive. As I blush again. Grow wet again. Fuck it. I need.